Like a pioneer who can't find the frontier, like a soldier who can't find the front, I wandered the weary land until out of the night there came a sound. And in a place between the darkness and the break of dawn, I found a ruined building filled with a strange congregation. They were singing a forlorn hymn, their voices like a cracked orchestra. Fascinated, I ventured inside. In the half-light, I scrutinized their faces. Their features were worn thin like old coats, hung with the wounds of war, drawn, hollow, bereft of certainty. Suddenly, a chorus of lamentations arose, the air dense with complaint, anger, and victimhood. I felt their voices seeping into my head, my own thought voice raised in bitterness too. I could become one of them. I turned towards the only bright light, a faint shard of silver in the dim distance as if at the end of a tunnel, and I ran. Running that tunnel took years, and what years. I was present at the birth and funeral of Ladism. I heard the great unspoken, saw cruelty masquerade as humor, drank from a well in the wilderness and wrote my songs in foreign rooms, passed without seeing it the unfound door to the undiscovered country, cleaned sickness from my wounds, lived through an unspeakable day, saw crowds along a highway and flowers on the roof of a car, rode in the company of the invisible captain, abandoned my tobacco in dark, peaceful 964 Lucille Avenue, loved and was loved, gambled and lost, wept, fought, was able at least once to say, "This place is God's fortress, and so am I." Finally to emerge from the winter of my journey into the grey light of a small, damp dawn, and so set forth this, the testament of my wanderings in the weary land. And set forth this. This set forth the testament of my wanderings in the weary land.